Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So, hello to everybody.
Listen, I'm going to apologize in advance. I'm in a migraine cycle, so I'm a little, like, I'm on, like, a couple meds. I'm a little bitchy, okay? I'm just going to apologize in advance, okay? So just if I say something that is not entirely nice or appropriate, I'm apologizing in advance, okay?
You guys, sorry for those of you who were in the Chicks on the Right Facebook Insiders group yesterday where we tried to do a special video. It was such a problem.
It was what the Germans would call a Klusterfuchen.
Yes.
Kind of crazy. A little crazy.
I mean, and we had like the most intense conversations that we thought were still playing
right.
for everybody
was,
that were
just
not.
Just between us. Right. Sorry.
So sorry about that. And right. sorry for those of you who missed it because I was decked out from head to toe mm-hmm. in my pillow gear.
Right.
I had on the slippers. I had on the PJs. Mm-hmm. And I just saw somebody comment that they just received their moccasins in the mail. They ordered the moccasins and they're seriously contemplating wearing them to work. And I say, go for it.
You should totally go for it.
Yeah.
You should. This is what we need to take over corporate America in our MyPillow slippers is what we need to do. You guys to take over.
Michelle just said, thank you for recommending MyPillow products. We received our bed sheets and bath sheets on Saturday and we love them. Kitten fur slippers are next. Oh yeah, Michelle. Thank you.
That's
yeah,
right.
Because they're amazing. Amazing.
They are amazing.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you.
Let me just make sure that people know that if they go to MyPillow.com and use code you can get 40% off of the kitten fur squeezy technology slippers or moccasins right now. And
Florence,
all kinds of discounts on all the other stuff.
I have to say good morning to Florence from Texas. Can I just tell you, I love your name. I love the name Florence. I do.
Florence.
Good morning.
You can also call 1-800-875-0513. You can use that same code. Tell them you want the slippers.
I got to get
another fur squeezies.
I got to get another dog bed. I got this really fancy other dog bed. I don't know what I was thinking. I went and bought this furry fancy dog bed. I know, right? Like I cheated on my pillow and went and bought this fancy dog bed for the cabin. My husband has been complaining about it ever since. Like,
why would you do that?
I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking, you guys. Like, I know, right? I know. I'm so mad at myself. So he's been complaining and calling me and he's like, you need to get another MyPillow dog bed. So I have to yeah. call today and get another one because.
Well, and I just happen to have here. I thought I did. Hang on. Yes, I do happen to have a picture of what my dog looks like on her MyPillow dog
best.
Bed.
They're the absolute best. There's no like. They're the best thing ever, right? We have one. We have one. And then I bought another fancy, like, other one. It has, like, furry stuff on it. And I thought, oh, that'd be pretty, right, to put in the living room. Like,
yeah.
No. My husband's like, I'm going to burn this with fire. Like, it's the worst thing ever. So you need to get another MyPillow one because it's the greatest thing. And the dogs hate it. And so we just, yeah, I have to get another MyPillow one.
Yeah.
So we need to have, like, four in the cabin, you know?
For real. Yeah. I mean, then you could just use them as a bed.
Or I'm like going to use it as my, spot. Yeah, I'm just going to use it as my bed. Right.
All right. Well, so the Oscars happened and apparently it was like the wokest Oscars of all time and space.
Right.
And like everyone who won, with the exception of Anthony Hopkins and maybe a couple other people, wow. No idea who they are. No idea.
So, because Anthony Hopkins is in trouble now because he's white, anyone? Is that the problem?
Right.
Because he's white?
Because under the best actor category, what's his name? Chadwick. What's that guy's name?
The guy that was in Black Panther.
Yeah. And he passed away. And then everybody was convinced that since they decided to reverse the order of awards, and apparently they didn't do best picture at the end, they did best actor, which is really weird.
Okay.
And people were speculating, oh, they must be doing that because that that guy whose name I can't remember, Chadwick Boseman.
That guy's
probably going to win, and there's going to be like this big tribute to him.
Then
it went to Anthony Hopkins, and now people exploded all over Twitter saying that Chadwick was robbed and this whole thing is rigged. And it's all so dumb. My God.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just, I think the Oscars now are about, listen, I'm sure he was an amazing actor, but so is Sir Anthony Hopkins, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I've seen the trailer for the film that he won for called The Father, and it just looks incredible.
I feel like he's proven to be a good actor, too. Maybe.
He's all right. I mean, he's done some stuff.
Yeah. So, it'd be one thing if he was just like, he came out of left field. He was just some white dude. We were like, we didn't even know. And we were like, well, you know, then maybe there'd be an argument there. But I feel like he's kind of proven his chops in acting, you know?
And he's 83.
Yeah.
And that's the oldest actor to win an Oscar, like still in a current performance.
Yeah.
That's impressive in its own right. And if they're going to bitch about this and say that no white people can ever win again, good luck with your ratings and your viewership and like any interest in movies ever.
This is so dumb. I'm so tired of this crap. I'm just so tired of all this, like, oh my God, like we have to figure out who can win in what category based on their skin color and their gender. And it's just like, how about you just win based on whether or not you're good? Remember when we all used to do, like, you should just win stuff based on whether or not we didn't suck or we were awesome. Remember?
It was good times. Right. Really, really good times. So that happened. I wish I had more to say about the Oscars. I just don't at all.
I'm glad that we don't have anything else to say about the Oscars because they suck now.
And they were really woke and political, like a whole big bunch, apparently. That's what I'm seeing in the headlines, is that it was so many political statements, so many, you know, just like Derek Chauvin, blah, like just statements.
Remember when it was dresses and fun and like you'd watch them and it was, you know, you get your popcorn, you'd settle in for the night and it was stars were stars. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shut up. Just shut up.
That's right. So,
I mean, listen, I just have, because here's the deal. These are people who pretend to be other people. This is what they get paid to pretend to be us. Let's face it. They get paid to pretend to be other, like something other than themselves. Think about that. That's all I have to say.
Also, you perhaps have heard about the Kamala audio of her being asked, when are you going to do the thing with the border?
When are you going to do your freaking job, Kamala? And quit cackling.
Right.
Maybe start doing it, doing what we pay you to do, you know? Because she's ridiculous.
She's ridiculous. But now she's saying that she just can't wait to get there. Like, if it were up to her, she would be there in a heartbeat. But, you know, they've got COVID issues to deal with.
Oh,
even though those COVID issues haven't stopped her from traveling absolutely all over the country to, like, tout Biden's economic whatever.
But
that's what she's put in charge of.
Not only that, but who else is like been dealing with COVID? Raise your hand and you still manage to go to a job. raise your hand.
Come on.
Like, I mean, I've traveled 3 times in the past, 6 months? No, with no issues. It's fine. Like, and I'm not the vice president of the United States. Like, you can do the things. Everybody out there, I'm sure in our comments, you guys have been doing the things. You manage to do your job. If you're tasked with the job, you do the freaking job. And she has protection. She has like private planes and stuff.
Yeah.
She has like
private. Where she still wears a mask, even though she's been vaccinated.
She's full of crap.
And she's by herself.
Exactly. That's the biggest bullcrap excuse ever. That to use COVID as an excuse is like, if anybody believes that, they're morons.
I know. And then for her to pretend that she's just dying to get there. No, you're not.
No, you're not at all.
Just stop. You know what she is doing, though? She's going to be talking to the Mexican president about a tree planting initiative. Because that's priority right now.
Oh, my God. Well, thank goodness they're going to be planting some trees. And where are they going to plant them? Where?
Well, I think they're going to plant them in Mexico because they want to give Mexican people jobs so that they don't want to come here. But the problem is that Biden and Kamala want them to come here. That's why they're offering them hotel rooms and smartphones and all of this, all of the goodies and all of the presents to come.
That is her suggestion. Like, her solution is to have people plant trees in Mexico. That's what they want to do.
That's what she's having the call about.
Oh, my God, I can't with these people. This is what she's
it's
doing.
For real.
Okay. That's a great idea. Let's plant some trees there. That's going to make people want to stay.
I mean, this is actually happening. Along with all the people that are like, defund the police. They've now upped the ante, as they say.
Right.
Now they want to abolish the police altogether. But there was also a headline from the Washington Examiner where there are Black-owned businesses who are all, you guys, we need more cops. Because, we're having so much crime. We need more cops. So if we could just get some more cops. But Patrice Cullors is out there saying, no, we just need to take down the entire policing and criminal justice system entirely. Because that's a great idea.
Yeah. I mean, let's see how that works out for them. I'd like to see how that works out.
The problem is it's going to be how it works out for all of us. And that's terrifying.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Hey, we're the Chicks. We're coming at you now. And we're talking about AMAC, which is the right alternative to AARP.
And I love AMAC because they actually lobby for conservative causes, which is the greatest benefit of all. And that's on top of the discounts and all of the help that they give you, learning about Social Security and Medicare plans and all that stuff. They're amazing.
Yeah, they're awesome. We stand with AMAC and you should too. You can get them at amac.us/chicks. That's amac.us/chicks.
Membership options starting at only $16 and they include your spouse. Do it today. Sign up right now. amac.us/chicks.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Also, there's a mom in Arizona that I saw that's absolutely raising hell about her kids' school because their prom for the seniors was canceled because of COVID. But they are
You said Arizona?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're still holding a ginormous retirement party for the outgoing superintendent. And so she is pissed, and I would be too. And
oh my God.
Because they're like, well, we have to do this for the superintendent. This is a once in a lifetime thing. And she's like, right. And my kid is a once in a lifetime senior with a once in a lifetime senior prom. So how is the superintendent more important?
Oh, my God.
How is this okay? I'm so glad she's, raising a stink about it.
Oh, my God. Finally, parents are starting to get a grip and fight back. I mean, not only that, but we pay your freaking salary.
Right?
And these people are just making up the rules as they go. They're just like, oh, no, this is okay, but this is not okay. And we're going to go ahead and make these rules. Meanwhile, we're taking your money, parents. Unbelievable.
I know.
And parents, so many of these parents just sit back and they're like, yeah, it's fine. It sounds right. that sounds just right. We're going to go ahead. I mean, this is great. I see so many parents doing that. It's not okay. Mm-hmm. That is not freaking okay. It's about time parents stand up and start saying, no, F you. It's not okay.
Well, she is, thankfully.
Good.
And
I saw a Georgia mom doing the same thing. There's like a bunch of that viral video that Georgia mom, we put it on our site, where she did the same, kind of the same thing in the same vein as an elementary school, where she's like, elementary school kids should not be wearing masks all day in school. This is also not okay. And they shouldn't.
YouTube pulled that video.
Oh my God.
So FYI, that is no longer available on the YouTube. And it's because I don't even know why. I just saw a tweet from Kyle Becker that said YouTube removed the Georgia mom's rant against forcing kids to wear masks in school because it was, quote, medical misinformation.
Oh my God.
Even though it's still a matter of open debate, even Fauci, I guess over the weekend, is talking about maybe changing CDC guidelines for outdoor mask use. I haven't worn a mask outdoors ever because that's so freaking dumb.
If I see people wearing masks, I want to like slap them. I'm just like, what are you doing? You look like
and
a
like
moron.
They're requiring them at the Indy 500, even though they're only going to have, I think, 130,000 people there. That's it. And so everybody's going to be spaced far apart. It's going to be hot as balls, which it always is on right. Indy 500 day. And people are going to have their temperatures taken on the way in.
Oh, my God.
Do you know how hot everybody's going to read just because they're standing outside in the freaking sun?
Right, right. There's going to be a lot of people turned away just because of that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's going to be a bunch time.
It's going to be just hot, drunk people.
Hot, drunk people. Yeah.
Everywhere.
And so they're saying you don't have to wear the mask when you're eating or drinking, which is all you do at the Indy 500.
That's all you do. Right.
But I remember last summer when I was still going to a gym and they had the temperature, like they had the little gun where they take your temperature on the way in. And there was one day that I had, I was just outside and I was doing something on my phone. And so I was standing outside and I was on my phone finishing up something. Well, I was outside long enough that by the time I went inside, my temperature reading was like 102. And they were like, you cannot come in here. And I was like, oh my God, I am fine. And so the lady there asked me, she was like, you weren't just like standing outside, were you? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh my God. Okay, just sit down for a second. We'll retest you in 5 minutes. And 5 minutes, I was completely fine. But this is what they're doing at the Indy 500.
Oh my
it's
God.
It's so dumb. Oh my God.
Yeah, because you're going to get so many like misreadings.
Yeah, so many.
So crazy. And so many people are going to be pissed because they're going to be like, I bought a ticket to this thing.
Yeah.
You're going to kick me out. Wow.
But can you believe this? Taking temperatures of 130,000 people. I mean,
it's just crazy. And you wonder how diligent they're going to be about it. Really? How diligent?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's so freaking dumb.
I mean, the whole thing
is so dumb.
It is dumb. God. And then, but back to the elementary schools though, I just, it's nuts to see sweet children sitting in classrooms wearing masks all day. Not okay. It's not healthy, first of all. I mean, we think that is for the good of their health or other, I don't think that, but other people think that. You're out of your freaking minds if you think that's good for a kid.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's madness.
I do have a couple TikToks to show you. I'm just going to do it the old standard way because sharing my screen is a huge pain. I don't feel like the sound is as good. So I'm just going to do it the old fashioned way.
She's doing it, you guys.
You're going to love these girls. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Why?
Damn it.
Am I so pretty? Two reasons. One, skincare. Two, I didn't vote for Joe Biden. Why am I so pretty?
That's why you guys are all so pretty.
That's right. That's why you guys are all gorgeous. You guys are gorgeous. Skincare.
Skincare. And you didn't vote for Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Another one along those same lines. These are very short and quick.
Only liberals will recognize this sound. You're a stupid bitch. Only liberals.
So hard, and this is his thing. Like this gay guy just does like lip gloss the whole time, and then he just rips on liberals. His name, because I know people won't want to know, it's Max Hawksford, Hawksford. Max.
We
Hawksford.
Need to get him on our show.
Isn't he hilarious?
That's the kind of highbrow stuff that we get on our show, you guys. That's it.
Isn't that the greatest?
Right.
Okay, and then
he can sit with us. He can totally sit with us.
Totally. Oh, my God. Right. I would sit with him all day long. And then remember that one time that I played you the guy that was like, here's what it would be like if I forgot my portfolio in Australia.
Yes. I can't do it. I can't even begin to do it. I can do Bernie. I can't do that guy. I can't.
I cannot either. But he's back.
Is the same guy. He's back doing more portfolio talk. He's doing Australian talk.
He's doing more Australian talk, and okay. I just cannot get enough of him. I gotta find. Here he is. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
This is me if I were Australian and I ordered an Oreo McFlurry at McDonald's. And would you like anything to drink with it? Yeah. Can I have an Oreo McFlurry? No more Oreo. I'll just have a Coca-Cola. This is me.
What was the last thing that he said? What was the
I'll
last
just have
thing?
A Coca-Cola.
I have a Coca-Cola.
Why is it so funny to me? It's because I funny. Can't do an Australian accent.
I can't do it either. I can't either. It's so funny. My daughter watches this show. I don't even. She watches like these little, you know, Nickelodeon like shows or whatever on whatever. Anyway, she watches these shows on TV. One is Australian, and it's about like these little private investigator kids that are Australian, and they all have these Australian accents. And I have to. I mean, I'm like intrigued. I like sit there, and I'm just like, God, their little accents are so cute. It's like they all sound like little like Hemsworths running around, you know?
What is that show called? Australians?
There's many shows.
So she won't tell me. She's anyway. Right. What's the name of the one with all the little investigators?
Investigators.
It's called Investigators.
Oh, okay. It's all right.
Apropos, if you guys are interested with your children. There
in
you
hearing
go.
About RERs and part four.
RERs. RERs.
Okay, and then I have another one that incorporates one of my favorite songs, which is Peaches by Justin Bieber.
Yes.
And a hilarious cat. We've played this cat before, but never with this combo. So
let me see. I got my peaches out in Georgia. I get my peaches out in Georgia. I get my life right from the source. God, how does he get him to do that?
I don't know. I love that cat.
I need to be able to do that with my dog.
Oh my God, that would be hilarious.
I need to do It'd it be with like, Cash. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. I need Cash to be able to do that immediately.
How are they adjusting to cabin life?
They're not. Uh-oh. They're not. Mm-mm. Well, I mean, Astrid is the black one. She's adjusting just fine because if you give her a couch and food, she's just like, I'm fine. Like everything's fine. She's a lounger. She's a napper. She's basically you as a dog. Like she just doesn't, she's not an out. She doesn't like to be outdoors. She just likes to nap. She's basically you. And then Cash is, he's just not, I think he needs me, you know, he's very antsy and he's chewing on the blinds. He needs a project. Right. When my husband goes away and it's such a small area, like it's a 600 square foot cabin and he's giant. And so I think he's used to having a bigger space to be in. And he, you know, most dogs, they say like when you leave, they like to be in enclosed spaces. This is what pet people will tell you, like, I don't know, like pet handlers or whatever, or trainers, they'll tell you they like to be in they like to be crate trained. No, hell no. Not Cash. No.
Can they answer? Is there a place for them to just be out in the yard? Like,
no, because we're afraid of critters out there. Like he always is, you know, my husband's always watching to make sure that there are no, because snakes, it's like snake season, right? So he wants to make sure that they're okay. Because he's, Cash is constantly in the blue bonnets, constantly looking for, he's so curious. And then Astrid's really not. Astrid's kind of like, whatever, I'm just
How are they going to get their running time?
I mean, they will, because he's my husband's mowed part of the pasture where they can run around and do the things.
Okay,
he
good.
Really has to keep track of, you know, where they are, because mm-hmm. you know you want to, especially this time of year, you want to make sure that they don't get, you don't want to get bit by a rattlesnake. You know,
no, because remember that one video that I showed you of the snakes that were just like coming out of the blue bonnets.
Somebody posted that on our insiders page yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. And I thought, I was like, oh my gosh. And it's like, it's you guys, it's the craziest thing. It's like these rattlesnakes coming up out of blue bonnets. And they're like, and apparently it's two male rattlesnakes. They look like Axl Rose. And they're all, you know, up out of the blue bonnets. And apparently they're fighting over a chick rattlesnake, over a female rattlesnake. That's what they're doing. And I'm like horrified. Mock put that on my Facebook page. And she was like, oh this is what you're going to deal with in Texas. And I was like, oh my God.
Sorry. Right. I just felt like you needed to know that though.
Yeah, it's craziness, you guys. What is it, Cavalier? What is it with stressed out dogs and window blinds? I don't know, Cavalier. 102.5. I don't know. This is what dogs do. They eat blinds. This is what my Great
That's
Dane is
so
doing.
That's so weird.
Yeah, he's pissed off that my husband leaves and he'll eat the blinds. So we're going to have to buy new blinds, I guess, like in 6 months when we move out of the cabin.
Wow. That is just... Well, and it's new, and so, you know, he's just, like, out of sorts. He'll get sorted.
I think it'll be better when I'm there, because he's very attached to me.
Yeah.
So maybe he'll be better when I'm there. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Such a baby, you guys.
I forgot to mention the woke or the racist soap dispensers. This is a huge problem, apparently, because there was a group of students at UCLA who are concerned about the soap dispensers in the bathrooms being racist.
Right, of course.
And the reason that they believe that is because, you know, the way that soap dispensers work is through PIR sensors. It recognizes infrared light. So when you put your hand under that, it recognizes the light or something from your hand and you get the soap and it's fine. Well, if you are a person of dark skin, apparently, if you go like this, which I don't know why you would want to do that.
Why would you do that? You'd always want to go like down. This. Yeah,
yeah.
You always want to.
But if they're testing it out going palm down and the soap dispenser doesn't recognize them at all. It doesn't see them. So they don't get soap unless they go palm up and then they get soap like everybody else.
Right.
And so, but because of that, they've like deemed the soap dispensers racist.
Right. So
this
now
is an actual
soap dispensers are not racist. Now, but here's the thing. I mean, I actually have problems with those things a lot. I mean, I don't know if you've
like
ever
them seeing you.
Yeah. I mean, I just have a problem. Maybe I'm so white, I'm transparent. I don't know. But I have a problem. I mean, sometimes I'll go to one and I'm like, it's not coming out. And then I have to go to another one. I just hate those things. I hate the automatic. I like having the satisfaction of pushing it and then it coming out. But I hate those things. But they, alas.
Maybe they're palest.
What now?
Maybe the soap dispensers are palest. They don't like your paleness.
They could be palest. I don't know. Everything is racist, though. So this is the thing. They had to come up. I think we should come up with some sort of a segment on the show of, you know, what's racist today? Because I feel like every single day, something new is racist. Something new.
And that is how it is. It's like a hammer always looking for a nail. Everything is a nail to a hammer. And that is how these people who see everything through the lens of race, everything they see is racist. And it must be such a miserable way to exist.
Exactly, Mock. It must be miserable. Like, liberals are miserable. They're miserable people. I can't imagine going through
life
every day
that way.
I agree. I can't imagine going through life every day being like, what am I going to be offended by next? My life is so miserable. I am a constant victim. I'm perpetually offended. Everything sucks. All these people suck and they're out to get me. You know,
I don't understand why people want to live that way. Thank you, Christy. Christy says maybe the light sensor needs to be adjusted. It's probably something very, very simple and not at all racist because soap dispensers are not humans. So they're not going to be like, I'm not going to give soap out to these people of color. Like, what the hell? They think somebody's sitting behind the soap dispensers, like laughing maniacally about dispensing soap to certain people.
Yes, they think that because they're mental. People are mental. I mean, it's like, oh my God, everybody get a grip. It's crazy.
Seriously. It's out of control.
Absolutely
out of control.
Crazy. Did you guys see that Jesse Waters? He did a really great, I guess it was a monologue. I saw it over the weekend. He must have done it last week, but he was talking about this race stuff and how the media, it didn't really start until like 2014 when the internet really took off. When social media became more of a thing. And it's like now race is so permeated all of our everything, our culture. And it's kind of like what we're talking about. It's now such a huge thing in our culture and it's divided us so much that it's social media and media, they're the ones to blame. And it was a brilliant monologue. I mean, I don't really watch him a whole lot, but I need to find it and put it on our page. It was really good. It was really, really good the way that he broke it down. And I was like, and they're running with it because it sells, right? And why they want to divide us, it's because they want power. Democrats want power. We talk about that all the time. And when you instill fear in a culture, when you instill fear in a people, it's easy to get power. And that's precisely what they're doing. That's exactly what the Democrats are doing. They're gobbling up power by dividing us and instilling fear. And they're using it through the prism of race. I mean, they're doing this through the prism of race. And it's like when you sit back and you look at it, you're like, this is exactly what they're doing. And it's gross. But they're doing it. They're doing it successfully, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's everywhere. It's corporate, it's schools, it's absolutely everywhere you look. It right. is just race. It's all that everybody can talk about, and it's exhausting.
Right. It is exhausting, but they're succeeding. They're totally succeeding, and we're all letting it happen.
That's why everybody has to get loud.
Right. You're so right. And you're right, Cheryl. It's Marxism. It's crazy. Yeah. It's so blatant. And if you understand it, and if you've read a history book, you know exactly what they're doing. The problem is that so many people don't know history.
Well, because they don't have time to teach that in schools now, what with all the gender pronouns and all of the BLM stuff. You know, there's no time for history or math.
Right.
Or
S. Drake said, if everyone is divided into numerous groups, no one group will be large enough to push back.
Yeah.
So that is so true. You're so right. That's exactly.
Which is interesting because it's like we've said before, you know, if you break people down into these categories more and more and more, ultimately you're left with just an individual, which is what conservatives want to focus on anyway. We all appreciate each other for our individual characteristics and not like what category or groups we belong to.
However, at the end of the day, though, Mach, we're all Americans. That's the group, right?
Well, like, it should be.
That's the collective group that we all are. At least that's what I knew growing up. That's what I learned. That's what my parents taught me growing up, is that we're all Americans. We're all one cohesive group of Americans in this great big melting pot. And we're not that anymore. Like they're totally dividing us. It's just gross. So yeah. Anyway, sorry to be Captain Bringdown. Sorry, guys.
Maybe I should find another TikTok.
I gotta take a kid to school.
Well,
I mean, you could find another TikTok, and then I gotta.
Can I show you dogs that can't catch balls?
Of course, we gotta end on a good note.
Yes, watch. Fred, get your money, man. Like, no, I'm hopeful. Yes, I am hopeful for today. Take the music and use it. Let it take you away and be hopeful, and you'll make your way.
It's a great video to end with. You guys, it's a great video to end with. That's it. You should be hopeful. Keep reaching for the balls, you guys. Keep going for the balls today. Happy Monday. Let's bring it in.
Let's bring it in, everybody.
Everybody have a fantastic day. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye. Joe Biden's infrastructure bill is a nightmare, and the Democrats keep lying about voter integrity legislation. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives, and we'll have a good time doing it. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The United States are brutalized by the drug cartels along the way. I'm Sarah Carter. We discuss that in the latest moving of the COVID-19 goalposts on the latest edition of The Sarah Carter Show. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Chicks on the Right. This is columnist and podcaster Sarah Carter, and I would like to tell you about your new best friend on Friday nights, ZBiotics. Let me tell you, if there's a surefire way to wake up feeling fresh after a night of drinking, it's with ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and you'll feel your best tomorrow. Every time I have ZBiotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on waking up with a smile on my face, ready to face the day. Go to zbiotics.com/radio, R-A-D-I-O, to get 15% off your first order when you use radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're ever unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's zbiotics.com/radio, and use the code radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.